A new compact disc has resurrected a long-forgotten composer whose music was as unique as his life. Tom Manoff has this review.
If your image of classical music is limited to such masters as Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms, whose busts are worshipped daily on pianos throughout the civilized world, it's clear you've never heard of the great Regondi. Whether you believe either in fate or chance, it's hard not to ponder the events surrounding the life of Giulio Regondi. Born in Geneva around 1822, Regondi never knew his mother, who died in childbirth. A mysterious man who claimed to be his stepfather took charge of the child. This fellow recognized Regondi's genius and the financial opportunity of exploiting it. By the age of 8, the young Regondi had performed throughout the courts of Europe, a kind of Mozart, but on the guitar. This piece is Regondi's Reverie. Unfortunately, in the 19th century, the guitar was considered a second-class instrument, but Regondi's fame would rest on his attraction to non-traditional instruments. Around 1833, he met a certain Charles Wheatstone, a prominent British physicist. When not building electric gizmos, Sir Charles found time to invent a new musical instrument, the concertina, a kind of squeeze-box accordion, but with buttons, not a keyboard. This became Regondi's second instrument. In those days, Wheatstone's concertina filled a special niche. Although you don't blow it, the fact that the wind moves through a reed to produce the sound makes it a cousin of the wind family. Now, it was considered unseemly for women to play real wind instruments, but the concertina was an acceptable substitute. What Wheatstone needed was a musical genius to show off the potential of his socially polite invention. No one knows exactly how it happened, but Giulio Regondi became the first virtuoso on the instrument. He also composed for the concertina. The rediscovery of this composer is the work of the Giulio Regondi Guild, a group of musicians that includes American guitarist David Starobin. And it's Starobin who has recorded what seems to me Regondi's greatest contribution as a composer, his 10 Etudes for Guitar. Performed with a marvelous sense of passion and grace, here's some of Regondi's second etude in A minor. Thank you. Of course, what modern audiences will find most fascinating about Rigondi are his pieces for concertina. While the music often has a charming simplicity, it's quite difficult to play. And none of it would be heard today were it not for the work of Douglas Rogers, whose able fingers and stylistic sensibility have brought Rigondi's concertina back to life. Although revered by audiences throughout his career, Rigondi's life was often touched by sadness. While he lived for the most part in England, he never received any papers of residency. So from birth to death, officially, he was a stateless person. He often changed his residence on the slightest whim. This insecurity may have stemmed from his stepfather's cruelest act. When Rigondi was only 12 years old, his stepfather took all their earnings and abandoned the youngster in England with nothing but a £5 note in his pocket. Rigondi became an orphan who never really found a home. Perhaps it is this simple sadness that makes the best of his music so poignant.
The music of Giulio Rigondi, Volumes 1 and 2, reviewed by Tom Manoff.